You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason, joined now by Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois. Mark, it's been a rainy morning and day here in our part of the world. I think that's the case for you in Chicago as well. Can you tell me about this rainfall so far and what we can expect the rest of the week?
Yeah, this rain system now beginning to clear Illinois still will impact Michigan, Indiana, Ohio here through the rest of the day today. But these rains that we're seeing, this is the start of a pretty active pattern. In fact, that started once again this past weekend with the rain and snow here in the Midwest. But we have one event here today that's going to be followed up by a series of events, not only through the rest of this week, but even on into next week as well. It's a very active pattern, and that is actually being produced by actually some cooler air that settled into the north central U.S. We have cooler air to the north, cooler than normal temperatures to the north, and actually warmer than normal temperatures to the south. So this boundary between those two air masses, if you would, is setting the stage here for this active pattern. And as a result of that, again, not only are we going to see high precipitation amounts here coming up over the next couple of weeks with, you know, many areas seeing 2, 3, even 4 or 5 inches of rainfall coming up, but also limited number of dry days in between these systems due to the active nature of the pattern.
Will it sweep back and forth across the whole of the Midwest?
When looking across the entire Corn Belt, the area least favored for at least the higher totals actually would be the Northwestern Corn Belt. So the Dakotas, Minnesota, they still look to get rain. And in fact, totals over the next couple of weeks look to register near normal. But once you start to get into Iowa and southern Wisconsin, Michigan, and then southward through all of Illinois, even extending down to the Delta and even in the Plains, these next 2 weeks is a distinct wetter than normal pattern or above normal totals expected.
After that 2 weeks, and I know it gets tougher 14 days out and further, do we dry out?
Right now, Todd, there's no indication of things totally shutting off and getting into extended dry stretch. There'll likely be some easing of things a bit, but very debatable, you know, what that specifically means. Does that mean just you get into like 3 or 4 days of dry weather? Or does that begin to extend a little bit further out? But ideally, like to see a week stretch of totally dry conditions. And even like looking back last week, we had about actually 4 or 5 days of dry conditions here in the Corn Belt before the rain and snow started over the weekend. And so likely into that third week of May, maybe you start to approach that 5 days, but ideally you'd like to see over 7 days now, given what the pattern that lies ahead here the next couple of weeks. And there's simply no sign of that right now, Todd.
And I take it the two-week period, the near-term two-week period, there'll be enough rainfall, as you said, that farmers just won't be able to get into the field.
Yeah, that's our expectation here, given the pattern. And again, that's a matter now of how much was accomplished through this past Friday and Saturday before the precip commenced again.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That's Mark Russo. He's with Risk Pulse. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.